Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Great to see you. You're looking brilliant.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm like, you know, dressed in some pastels for spring.
Yep.
Ready to go. Loving the weather.
The hair's on point. Everything's looking great.
Thank you. I'm ready for a bleach, actually. I try to bleach every 3 weeks.
I was going to ask you, is there a schedule of bleaching? Because I don't have hair, but it's not bleached. But I just wonder, is it like, you know, do you have to constantly stay on top of that? Because your roots come quick, right?
I try to do every 3 weeks. I'm telling you, my hair loves it. If I don't have bleach in my hair, it's just like, it's not as good. But blondes do have more fun.
Yes. Listen, welcome back to Ireland. You've been here so many times, but you are coming back. And we are so excited to have you back on these shores as Scissor Sisters.
I'm thrilled. I can't believe it. I mean, I never knew if we were going to tour again or, you know, it was all kind of up in the air. It just sort of depended on when, you know, when we were going to do it, when we wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited. It's been so fun putting the show together.
Oh, great. Because I want to ask you about that. Yeah, because like I love when a band focuses on a record and says, okay, it's 20 years since Scissor Sisters, so we're gonna, like, you know, showcase that. But I want to know the details, right? So do you guys sit down, you know, bash out a set list that works because it's a good set list, or you just go, let's just play the album start to finish and then see what else we do around that?
It's really funny you mentioned this, because this was really like I had to fight for. I'm a theater guy, right? And I'm all about an arc of a show. And, you know, for me, with this album in particular, I think if we played it from beginning to end, I couldn't get a set list together. Right? It was just too weird. So we're playing every song from the album.
Gotcha.
But it's got sort of a story along with our sort of a retrospective of all the stuff we want to play. It's funny. It's like I told the boys, I was just like, we got to play whatever we want. I don't know if we're ever going to do this again.
That's so true. Idea.
This could be the beginning of another chapter. This could be the end of everything. Who knows? I was just like, Del, guitar player, was like, let's save that one for next time. And I'm like, no.
It has to happen now. Who knows? Yeah. I love that attitude. And so there will be every song from the record, but then presumably you will also sprinkle, you know, other highlights from the career.
Yeah, it'd be like all of our favorites.
Amazing.
All of our favorites. And I think the set list is great. We've really worked hard on it. And it definitely tells a story.
Wonderful.
The stage looks so good.
It's amazing.
It's going to look fantastic.
Yeah, well, you've played so many different venues here. You've done arenas, you've done festivals, you've done football stadiums, but this is back in the arenas. This gives you so much control.
I've done bar tops.
Yes.
You know, not too far in the past either. No, I'm down performing anywhere. I love a big stage. I love a big festival stage. I love an arena stage. I love an intimate gig. I love a theater space. I just love performing, but I haven't played at this capacity really. I mean, you know, I've been performing for the last 10 years outside of
course.
The band.
Yeah.
But I haven't played at this capacity really. Like, in a long time. So it'd be really fun playing big shows.
Does that require a different approach from you guys as a band and you as a front man? I mean, you know, when you're playing a 300 capacity, you know, bar where you've got this intimate kind of relationship and everyone's sweating the same sweat versus, you know, when you are removed, but then you're bringing so much more of a bigger show to the audience. Does that change how you approach those things?
Size of stage definitely can like change stuff depending on what sort of room you're in. But like, you know, it's all about just really taking it with a big crowd. It's taking it in, seeing everybody, reaching to the back, projecting your energy. And I love doing that. You know, I don't really get nervous anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll get a little bit nervous like our first couple shows. I'm sure. But like, I do love just running out on stage. Like, it's so nice not to. For years, people told me, when you stop getting nervous, it's time to hang up your hat. And I completely disagree. Yeah. I have more fun now on stage than I ever did. You know,
I really love just
going. And, you know, theater's really helped with that because when you do 8 shows a week, you've really
no time for nerves.
You know, I always love it when things go wrong.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's fun to like, to me, that's like a game of showmanship. It's like when something goes sideways, it's about like figuring out how to either make it look like nothing's wrong lean into it. It's like one of the two. So, you know, it's always kind of fun, especially in theater. That's a blast when things just go. You're my God. But I like the unpredictable nature of it.
Talk to me about when you're here in Ireland. So shows we take as read, we're the best crowds in the world. We know that, Jake. It's cool. We're very comfortable
amazing
with our
crowds.
Position as being the best crowds. But what about when you're in Ireland? Can you even remember back to shows you've done? What about outside of the performance? Is there a favorite bar to go to, a favorite restaurant? Is there a favorite tourist attraction? What do you love when you're here?
My favorite memory is the Scissors played the Olympia.
Yes, the Olympia Theater. Yeah, yeah.
And I remember like the band had just been really hoofing it and like I think it was Guinness Day. And
isn't every day Guinness Day?
Every day is Guinness Day. No, but
Arthur's Day. I remember those days. Yeah, yeah.
I finished the gig and then just like put on my jacket and like just went out and went to, I want to say it was back in the days when the George and Dragon was still there.
Yep. Oh, the George is still there. Don't you worry.
Is it still there? Okay.
The beating heart of the city. So you'll be absolutely fine. You'll find that when you're here.
And I sat down at the bar and I was by myself and I turned and next to me was this man who started talking to me and he was the funniest person I'd ever met. And he is to this day, one of my very best friends. And we just randomly met that night after one of my gigs. And yeah, he's just one of my best friends.
So this random Irish guy that was just there, like he's not somebody famous. I thought you were going to say it was like, you know, some hilarious comedian. It was just a guy.
Yeah, I mean, he actually sang some himself. And yeah, now he's married and has a kid and we, you know, go on trips together. Amazing. We live together for a while. Yeah, so it's just like, that's one of my, I love moments like that. And I think you should always be open to making new friends. You can never have enough friends.
I couldn't agree more. That's one of the most important things you can do, whatever age you are, is get as many friends as possible. I mean, Jake, I figured I want to play a little game with you today because your name is Jake Shears. And
yes.
I think, like, you won't know this about me, but I used to do these things during lockdown on my Instagram called World Cups, where I would pit, you know, 32 items against each other. So best Christmas movies. And I'd pick 32 Christmas movies and people would vote and it would go on for a week. And at the end, we'd crown a winner. And it was like, I did hundreds of these. Okay. But I was thinking about you today and I realized I've never done one like this. So please have a listen to what I've dreamt up for you.
The Gardening Tool World Cup with Jake Shears.
So your name is Jake Shears. So I'm going to get you to play a Gardening Tool World Cup where you are going to choose which of these tools you think is better. Okay.
Yes.
Based on the fact that your second name is Shears. So match one in the quarterfinals is Shears versus a rake. Which one do you prefer?
Shears.
I kind of thought Shears was going to get a couple of votes here. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. Second quarterfinal is a hand trowel versus a lawnmower.
Ooh, a hand trowel.
mattress.
It's just something a little more suggestive about a hand trowel. You know, a hand trowel is a little sexier.
I agree. Okay, quarterfinal number three, a wheelbarrow versus a sprinkler.
Oh, I think a sprinkler.
Again, more fun to say, more fun to think about. Yes, definitely. And the final quarterfinal is a watering can versus gardening gloves.
You know, I think since we did sprinkler last, I'd say a watering can.
A watering can. Okay. All right. Well, then we're going
to
move.
What happened to the hoe? There's no hoe?
There's no hoe. There's no hoe. There's no hoes.
The hoe is the best gardening tool of all.
I should have put it as a wild card. Well, okay. I'll tell you what. I'll go back to the final quarterfinal there and go watering can versus hoe.
Okay. Okay.
There's your choice. What do you want there?
Watering can versus a hoe. Definitely a hoe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hoe like is winning that
hoe
one.
Is, the hoe is the king of all gardening.
Okay. That is fair. Okay. Well, then, we're now through to the semifinals. This is very exciting on the radio. I've got to be honest with you. Okay. Shears versus sprinkler.
Ooh. You know, I'm gonna say sprinkler.
You're gonna say sprinkler. It's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun.
It's fun. It's more fun. It's like a mix between. You think of sparkles. You think of sprinkles.
And on a sunny day, it creates a kind of a rainbow effect when you're just sitting.
Yes.
Listen, I love a sprinkler. Okay. Then a hand trowel versus a hoe. Second semifinal.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's a tough one, but I'm gonna say a hoe.
Oh, okay. Hoe wins. So
I'm a big fan of hoes.
I can see this. Okay, this is getting very exciting because we are now through to the final uh-oh. Of the Gardening Tool World Cup with Jake Shears. So Jake Shears, your final two contestants in this final game is the hoe versus a sprinkler. I need to know who's gonna win the Gardening World Cup.
I'm just going to say the hoe.
The hoe is the winner!
The World Cup with Jake Shears.
You're a good sport. Thank you very much for playing along. We have crowned ourselves a winner. It is the hoe. There's no doubt about it. Listen, before I let you go, I do a quick fire round with all my guests. So, top of your head, what are you currently obsessed with, Jake?
A video game called Blueprints.
Blueprints. Okay, tell me about that one.
It just came in. Oh, it's like a mix between a board game and a big puzzle box. I've clocked about 40 hours on it in the last week and a half.
I'm going to download that immediately as soon as I finish
amazing.
Talking to you.
If you like puzzles, it's really cool.
Okay, excellent answer. Yeah. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
The most famous person in my phone?
Yeah.
I mean, it would always have to be Elton, probably. I mean, there's nobody as famous as Elton.
Great answer. Think back to when you were about 8 years old. I presume, were you still in Arizona at eight?
On the verge, but yeah.
Go back to your school days there and think about, like, we had lunch boxes. We'd bring our own lunches to school. I don't know if you did that or if you had school lunches, but what was inside when you were like 8 years old?
Well, on the outside was Fraggle Rock.
Okay, amazing.
I had a great Fraggle Rock lunchbox. And on the inside, you know, my mom would make my lunch. It was very sweet. And we did fluffer nutter sandwiches. I loved a peanut butter. Like once a week, I'd get a peanut butter and marshmallow cream.
Oh, wow. I've heard.
Sandwich.
We didn't have this in Ireland, but I've heard of this. It seems like hugely sugar filled is what I'll say about it.
Really good.
Okay. And the final question I ask all my guests, because I don't. Do you, Jake Shears, wash your legs in the shower?
Do I wash my legs? I mean, not every once in a while.
I never do.
I don't really wash my legs. No, I just think like, you know,
gravity takes care of all of this. I think that's what we're
gravity
going with,
Jake. Gravity takes care of it.
Yes, good answer. It's an absolute honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time. Best of luck.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave.
Listen, it's been brilliant. And I cannot wait to see the show in the 3 Arena, 28th of May. And we're giving away tickets to your show, by the way, all this week. We're playing a game called Take Your Mama Out, where I ask different celebrities, can I take their mama out? And people have to identify celebrities. It's going very well, Jake. People are loving it.
Amazing. Okay. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
And thanks a million.
We'll see you there. All right.
See you in May. Bye. Cheers, Jake. Bye.
Dave Moore
on Today FM. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.